misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old. The pines were roaring on the high, the winds were moaning.
Oh, we're on. Welcome to the land of Shire. Welcome back. I mean, New Zealand. Not Shire, but New Zealand. And I am Deb, and this is Rams. Ramsey Rivera. Oh, welcome to the Shire.
Oh God, I've died! This is heaven, isn't it?
Yep.
It's all shiny!
Oh.
I knew falling Shire would not do this. I'm sorry! I'm so sorry!
Well, if you're going to death, you have to go to the land of the west. I'm so sorry, Mr. Ramses.
Land of the...
the west. Yeah.
I know where I am now. I'm even chasing here in the park, am I?
So, if you haven't figured out yet, we both watched The Hobbit. Well, in two different...
You, what?
Yeah.
You did. No, I must be watching another movie. But no, keep going.
Die Hard?
That was a very good movie, by the way. You do not diss it in my presence. Anyways, please, continue.
So, yeah, I watched it at a very, very, very later date. So, since other movies came up and life happened. But I finally watched it, and here we are. We're doing a review.
Yeah,
apparently.
I watched it also the weekend it came out, and it was amazing. I won't play all my cards right now, but it's just like, oh my God, I loved it.
Oh man, I mean, there were times I'm like, oh, I'm excited, but I'm just like, oh, I need to figure out what day am I gonna do it, because you know life happens and it was busy, and then in the end, I'm just like, okay, I regret nothing. This is a really good movie to watch, so
yeah, I don't regret it at all. I loved it.
Oh my God. So
now here comes the I got one question though that we can start us off with. Maybe you can snowball from here. How did you watch it? Did you watch it in 2D, in 3D, or did you watch it in 3D in 48 frames per second?
Oh, Jesus. No, Sam and I, we just watched an old school 2D.
Alright, well, I'm still in 3D, so there you go.
Oh, wow. Was there, a huge difference aside, you know, the screen popping out?
Depends on what you're, I just watched it in 3D, regular, and to be honest with you, it wasn't that well implemented.
Oh, really?
It was, that's the worst part. I felt I felt kind of cheated, but at the same time, I was the only showing left at the time I went. I was like, I'm not gonna wait till 12 in the morning to watch this. I might as well just watch it now in 3D.
I believe the movie was actually almost three hours, which is
45 minutes or so.
Oh man, I think it was I was gonna planned to watch it after another movie, and I was just like, dude, I am not gonna last tomorrow. I need sleep.
I don't blame you.
Gosh, because I didn't want to go for another 3-hour night movie. Where do we begin? Yes, God, the story, man. The freaking plot. So
yeah, well, you have a lot more experience to this. You have a lot more experience than I do when it comes to the story. So why don't we start? Why don't we both take on what we liked about it, and then maybe you can tell us the difference between what's up with each one of these.
well,
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Okay. How about we start by just talking about the movie, and then maybe you can fill us in on the differences between the novel and the movie.
Okay, well, the basic plot is pretty much simple. You know, Hobbit doesn't want to go on adventure. Hobbit goes on adventure, and Hobbit pretty much kind of like goes into a crazy venture and gets a reward, and everybody's happy. But I think Jackson wanted to make this into a very, very, very epic adventure, since apparently Hobbit is split into three movies.
It was originally going to be two movies, believe it or not.
Really now?
Oh, yeah, man, that would have been... And supposedly there was going to be a lot more going on in the, like, a lot of the stuff that we were supposed to get for part two, they were supposed to be in part one.
That's interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's not like a very complex plot, such as, you know, the Lord of the Rings trilogies. It was just, you know, a fun adventure that, you know, people will get into it, like, quickly. So, oh, man. And I think Peter pulled it off really, really well. I'd say for sure. So, oh my gosh. Especially the beginning. I love the beginning. It's because it just started off with Bilbo and Frodo, and it just moved. It just transited way, way back into the past, and it just straight off right in the first scene of the book. And I think that's one of my favorite parts of the book. It's just Gandalf and Bilbo just talking and stuff, and just while Gandalf's complaining about, oh, good morning. Is it the, what kind of a morning is it?
Are you saying it's a good morning? Or are you saying good? Or are you saying the morning is good? Or is
And it was just like, well, all of it at once. It was like, oh my god, and oh. Yes, speaking of Bilbo, Martin Freeman, Jesus, oh my god, such an amazing actor for taking the role of Bilbo. And god, really, it's just like the, but really, it's just the, how Peter, I know Peter wants to tweak the plot a little bit and to extend it, which is kind of like, wow, really? Because, I don't know, some of the chapters, there are some things that were quite unexplained, especially with Gandalf, which surprises me how Peter actually somehow managed to pull it off, even though it was a little bit off-putting, because there are some parts threw me off a little bit.
I don't know. I think I'm thinking that they were trying to link two imaginary things together, when in reality that's something they shouldn't be doing. But you know, whatever they think it works.
I mean, there are, like, for example, the I guess the. Where do I start with this? I guess explaining about the White Orc and the White Council, and apparently, surprise, surprise, another wizard, Radagast the Brown, and talking about the Ringwraiths, aka I believe what they called the Necromancer.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I was like, huh, they're mentioning the other wizards, including Radagast the Brown, and they're bringing the Ringwraiths. Okay, I see what they're doing. So, I mean, especially in the book about Gandalf, Gandalf was not a very active character, I per se, because he does, like, disappear out of nowhere in the beginning of the chapter, and then, you know, the doors are just like, oh, where's Gandalf? Oh, I don't know. He's off to do some wizardy things. And then, you know, an exposition plot comes along, like the trolls, because he did disappear out of nowhere until the very last minute. Same with the Goblin King. King the very last minute because he disappeared out of nowhere too. But I think I love how Peter like explains how he disappeared instead of, you know, the book is just like, oh, he disappeared. He's gone. Poof. Oh, never mind. He's back. I'm like, ah. I think that was a little issue with the book sometimes, but it was kind of like I totally forgot about it until I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's why they did that.
Here's what I'm wondering, and this is a part that sort of bothered me once I sat down and started thinking about it. When we started going into stuff about like Gandalf and stuff like that, what he was doing in between, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's stop this for about 1 second here and let's think about what's happening. If Bilbo is telling Frodo in a diary what's been going on, how does he know what the hell Gandalf is doing in his own little world?
That's a good question. So I guess like in the book, it's just like, oh yeah, he disappeared. So I can't really explain it.
Yeah, but that's the part that I just thought about it. And I'm like, huh?
I'm just like, huh. So they're trying to fill in that type of gap of, you know, Gandalf disappearing. And I'm just like, ugh. That was just one of the little tiny, tiny negatives of what I don't like about the movie, because sometimes it's just so, it takes you out of the movie, and I'm just like, oh, what is happening? But
yeah, and like I said, this also goes back to what I said earlier about them trying to link two very different things together, which is like they're trying to link Lord of the Rings to The Hobbit, and I think, well, isn't The Hobbit supposed to be, like, don't stand alone thing? Like, you weren't supposed, like, they weren't, like, yeah, they're both part of the same universe, but yeah. Wasn't the concept of it just, like, it's totally independent from it?
Yes, it was actually independent. It was, because the difference between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, both of the styles are really quite different, actually.
Yeah, and this becomes very evident, and this is something I think, this is something I said to my friends, and like I think you caught on this really quick. It's just like Lord of the Rings, it's a lot more war orientated, a lot more detail like about what's going on in like each of the battles. Here it's much more of a whimsical adventure. And there's a lot more like a lot more lighter hearted things going on in it. As a matter of fact, what happens when two of the elves, total dwarfs meet up, they bump heads to each other as a sign of greeting. That's fucking awesome. But, you know, for people expecting the original Lord of the Rings, I got some really bad news.
Oh, Jesus.
But for those that are willing to accept the fact that it's kind of, like, more whimsical and a lot more lighthearted things going on, then yeah. But I think, like, you know, I think it's kind of jarring when they cut back to those parts when they're discussing stuff like that we're gonna see in the future, and we're like, you know, this is kind of like a drastic tone, change of tone you're going there. Like, why don't we, like, you know, it just seems like they go into a whole different gear altogether. It's like we're constantly going on third gear, and then they shift us up to like fifth gear, and we're like, what? Slow down. You don't want to be introducing these kinds of things right now, and then it's like, it's so heavy, it's just like, oh, God.
Especially with, like, for example, like, the dwarves, you know, they're just, like, talking about their hometown, and they're, I don't know, all of a sudden they started mentioning about the orc battle, and I'm like, wait, what?
Was that orc battle ever that in the book?
No! Well, not really! They were talking about, you know, getting the treasure back and trying to destroy the dragon or something. It's from that. And you know, they're just like, yeah, we're going to get our treasure back, but we need to tell this dark past about the white orc and how he killed my father. And bitter, 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 war. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it just seems very, very drastic, and, you know, just, and like I said, like it's so whimsical at times. It's just like, it does feel like, it's like we're watching two different movies here. It's like one produced by Peter Jackson, the one produced by, like, Disney.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, especially with, I don't know, the one thing that threw me off was Radagast.
Do
Was
tell,
another thing.
please, because he was actually my favorite character in this movie. Please,
Okay,
enlighten me.
no, really. It's just, I'm not saying that he's not a bad character. He's a pretty damn good actor for taking Radagast's role. I gotta admit that. But I guess he's got the point that there's barely mentioning about, the other wizards. I give Peter give credit. So I don't know. It was just he was not part of that book whatsoever. It's just like, wait, he's explaining all the wizards, and all of a sudden, Radagast appeared, and I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, all this time on theater, I'm like, what's going on? Because
The problem is twofold from what I hear. Anyways, keep going your thoughts first. I'll tell you what's up.
yeah, I understand what they're doing and explaining about, I guess about Mirkwood,
Yeah.
because I saw the spiders. I'm like, are those ants? No. Oh, they're the spiders from Mirkwood. And because everything was like just like all coming back to me slowly, and I'm just like, oh shoot, that's what they're doing. But yeah, I don't want to say it's a pointless role, but he's. But
He
I don't
served
want to
no
hate or anything.
purpose. He served no purpose other than like a purpose that we're not supposed to know about till later.
Yeah, it was just one of that, and he actually brought more plot to it since he mentioned about the ring wraiths and the necromancer, and it just kind of like complicates it even more. And I'm just like, wait, is this about the dragon, or is this about the upcoming of the trilogy? And I was just like, oh man.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because like here's the thing, the actor who plays Radagast Brown is Sylvester McCoy. For those of you who are into Doctor Who, he was the Seventh Doctor, and for like the longest time, this guy Sylvester McCoy, he's been trying so hard, so hard to be in a production of Lord of the Rings with Peter Jackson. You know, he was trying since like ever since he announced it, he was trying to find like a role. And they just couldn't find a proper spot for him until The Hobbit came up. And then, well, now that I'm hearing all this, it sort of makes sense that they would shoehorn this role in for him. But.
That actually makes so much sense now. Oh wow, the
So.
more you
It, yeah. So. I mean, so. It just. And that's why I like the character as it is. Like, because, like, the thing is, I'm going in this having not read any of the books. Either the Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit, and I enjoyed it, but it's like even I can start telling. It's like, is this really part of it? Because like, as I'm analyzing it, like I can tell the parts that they were adding in. Because like, you wouldn't expect, and this goes back to something I said a couple of sentences earlier, where you won't expect that when Bilbo is telling something, it would be something through his perspective about what's going on. Anything else that's around him, I'm pretty sure that was added in for the sake of like to like add in for the sake of like movie stuff. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So really, I'm not really bashing Sylvester. He's a freaking good actor. I'm not gonna freaking lie. So,
Yeah, and the thing is, like, okay,
oh.
fine. Yeah, fine. For like he didn't interfere that much into everything. And
Not
yeah, he
too
was there
much.
for like what no more than like 5 minutes in total, but like in those 5 minutes you had to stop yourself and you're like, "What?"
Yeah. That was like going in my mind, I'm like, what just
I didn't
happened?
know that also, so it's like, okay, fine.
Was just like, oh, back to the plot. We're at Rivendell now. I'm like, oh God. Oh man. So, well, I'm excited to see Hugo. Hugo Weaving as Elrond back, so oh
Was
my
he
gosh.
also in the part of was he also in the book as well?
Yes, he was part of the book. He actually did an important role of showing, the important message on the map, which is the moon ruins,
All right, okay,
which.
because I was afraid that was also another thing that they added in. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was actually part of the plot, so as I recall. And yeah, I'm not sure if, the elf and dwarf rivalry was there in the book, but I have to reread it again. Let's see. I just kind of love how, the dwarves are like, "Hey, where's the meat?"
Okay, I don't think I'll eat anything green.
And they're trying to roast it, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm sorry. I just love the little touches here and there, but oh my
There,
god.
there, there's a there's a part I really like, and Elrond is with Gandalf, and they're showing off all these weapons that they've gathered from the cave that they were just at. It's like, I remember this blade, and this and that. It battled like this and that, this many battles and that, and you see Bilbo. He's like, well, like he looks like he wants to show the blade that Gandalf gave him, but one of the dwarves is like, no, you don't. You may not want to show that. That blade right there. It's a glorified apple paper it's a glorified envelope opener. I'm like, oh shit. Ow. He totally disses like his little sword.
Which is actual dagger, so I'm just like an elvish dagger. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna show this tiny little dagger.
Yeah, and they're like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to embarrass yourself, not right now, at least.
It's like, it's a nice sword.
That's a nice sword for me to, like, butter my bread with.
And speaking of more exposition, there was the High Council. That was, oh man. Well, I knew Christopher Lee mentioned that he was going to be a cameo in The Hobbit, so
Okay, first and
here
foremost, can I
he
say something? Can I say something right now? Can I just get it off my back right now?
go for it.
What the hell was on Christopher Lee's like mouth and chin? Cause I'm sure as hell that does not look like a beard. I honestly kind of do not believe that is a beard at, in any form at all. That is like something died and he put it on his face. He's like, yes. This shall be my beard.
Okay. Well, oh man. So, I don't think the no, High Council was not part of the book whatsoever, but
This
yeah,
was just
sorry,
something that was
Nick.
horseshoed in. This was. Even I could tell, like I said, this is the part right there. Like the High Council part, I was like, what are you guys doing?
And God, oh God, and Galadriel, Cate Blanchett was there, and I'm like, oh dear God, why? Was like, Mr. Lee, just go home and relax. I know you love the movie, but go home and relax, sir. You're over 90, no offense. You're a great actor, but
The guy just put out. You know, a guy just put out a metal album, a Christmas themed metal album.
Yes, he did, apparently.
I was like, he's 90 years old, but he still wants to rock out. So you know, he can do whatever the hell he wants. Anyways,
He used to be an opera singer. But
Wasn't that bad,
anyways.
remember?
Damn it,
Maybe
Well,
he still is
Stanley
a
is no
vampire.
more.
Da-da-da-da-da. So, no, but damn. I mean, he's dedicated. I gotta give him credit for that, but
Okay,
oh
can I,
man.
maybe I don't know, 'cause it's like it just seems like that part right there. It just seems like this was a part of another movie altogether. And like I said, this was originally supposed to be two movies, and I'm thinking to myself, what could they have done to maintain those two movies and like spread it out for three movies? And it just feels like that's the kind of scene they would add in at like the very last second when they're like, well, we better make the movie a bit longer, so why don't we add like these scenes here? What do y'all think? And I was like, yes.
Oh
And then that's what you end up with, seems like that, and just like, that's fine. You know, because like, there's some things I do like. Like, I did really enjoy, like, the White Elf, like, battle, and how they described, like, how the King of the Dwarves, how he ripped out one of the arms, and that's fucking awesome. I love that. And, but the part that I was like, man, this is like, if this isn't horseshoeing at to the max, and this, then I don't know what is. It's that High Council part where it was like, literally, it was like 20 minutes of exposition for something that it should have not, that we're not gonna, there's no payoff in any future movies that are currently being done. This is like, you're foreshadowing for something that we shouldn't be foreshadowing now. This would have been more better if they did it in the third movie when we're ready to go to Lord of the Rings, but. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why are they, you know, doing this, and I'm just like, guys, yeah, this is not how you do it. I'm sorry. But really, oh, God. I mean, now, moving on to, yeah, to the Goblin Cave section, and one thing that actually threw me off that I didn't see it coming were the rock giants. I almost forgot about the rock giants.
I was watching that, I was like, wow, that was actually one of the few things that actually turned out right, because I saw it in 3D and I was like, the rest of the movie look sloppy in 3D. Except that.
Oh, I can't imagine, because yeah, when I look at it, I'm just like, oh god, that would be freaking glorious looking on 3D, but 2D was just like, I'm just staring at, what the frick is going on here? So, oh yeah, I do not remember the rock giants, and I remember Stan's face. He was dropping his jaw because he had no idea what was going on. And to be honest, I had no idea what was going on either, because the rock giants were not part of the book.
And see, that's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes stuff like that works, and sometimes stuff like that will be detrimental to the overall of the book or the movie. In this case, this actually helped because it was like, oh wow, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta admit that is one of the cooler scenes, and I'm just like, wow, how did they do that? That is crazy. So, man, so that I did not expect. I thought they were going to, like, go straight to the Goblin Cave.
That's actually another thing I was going to say. It's like, the Goblin Cave looks amazing. Like, yeah, I have my complaints about watching it in 3D, but it's like, wow, just looking at, like, all the stuff that's going around in the Goblin Cave itself, I think that's, like, one of the best set pieces in the movie.
Oh, I love that scene. I'm just like, oh my god, I hope Peter Jackson would go balls out on that scene, and he did, and I'm just like, oh, I love it. Love it so much. And the one thing that kind of bothered me a little bit was where Bilbo just kind of fell down the cliff, but even though the Gollum scene was supposed to be during the battle, so while they're escaping, because I remember clearly that Bilbo got, like, knocked over because everything was going crazy and goblins are everywhere.
Happened like that, though.
So, the door, I believe one of the doors saw him and they were like, oh, shoot, Bilbo's dead. He's not coming back. Dang it, dang it, dang it, you know? So, that kind of threw me off a little bit, but I'm just like, eh, I'm just gonna let it pass. In the end, I'm just like, damn it, I love the Gollum scene too. That was great.
Yeah, I was not expecting the Gollum scene to go the way it did. And what's good is, like, you know, you don't have to set up anything for Gollum. And it's like, you see Gollum and you know what he's about. So it's like, they didn't have to spend, like, oh, I'm Gollum. This is my gimmick. And no, right from the start, this is what Gollum starts his shit. And like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, definitely the CG of Gollum have improved a lot, because you could actually see the details of the skin and his facial expressions, and I'm like, oh, I love it so much. And yeah, Riddle scenes is, well, it's definitely hands down one of the famous scenes on The Hobbit, for sure. I know Stan had a little bit hard to hear about the riddle scene because, you know, Gollum has that raspy voice.
Yeah. I don't blame him, but it's just like, I had no problem, personally.
Yeah. Other than that, I was just like, no, this is perfect. And, oh yeah, and fun fact that Martin Freeman and I believe his name, Andy Serkis?
Yeah, Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis. Martin and Andy, that's actually Martin's first scene to film.
Interesting.
And, yeah, which was actually interesting, and I was just like, huh, so they didn't really start from the beginning, because I'm just like, I thought he would just, you know, go on straight on to the Shire chapter, so, yeah. So, I mean, that's a little fun fact.
Usually they film the movies, usually when they film a movie, they usually see who's most available, and, like, if they can't get any circus for a couple of scenes and to find, they'll compromise, and they're like, okay, fine, we'll film all your scenes, like, in one block or something like that, so... That's fine. That's kind of interesting. That's the first thing that they turned up. So,
but yeah. Oh, God. I was like, is it me or the Goblin King look the most disgusting looking thing I ever seen? I'm just like, I love it anyway because the designs were so freaking awesome. I thought it was a beard for a moment, but I realized I was like, oh, it's its skin. That is disgusting. Oh, jeez. And, yeah.
Wasn't he also the smartest one?
Bunch
of the goblins.
Yeah, well, Goblin... I was surprised he had sort of intelligence in them. So... Oh, yeah. Speaking... Yeah, they did add a lot of the songs. I think all of them. So far. So far as I speak. So,
Yeah, for God. It's very song heavy for so like again that's what I'm saying. It's like people who are going in thinking they're gonna get Lord of the Rings, you're gonna see a lot of songs. You're gonna be hearing a lot of songs, and I don't mind because some of them are very cool.
Yeah, it's just how they, just how they compose it. I'm just like, oh God, I'm glad they kept those songs for sure. Oh, I'm just can't wait for the third movie because yeah the. I'm still waiting for that certain type of song I'm not going to let out. So, it's just a funny thing that my English teacher actually sang that song with acoustic guitar. So, but that'll be another time. Yeah, that'll be another time because he was the one who introduced me to the book. God, I love that. I love the Goblin Cave, and the one scene after that, I don't know, it's just, is it me, or is it just the White Orc was just there to kill time?
No, it served his purpose, he wanted revenge and that, but I don't really mind, I didn't really mind the White Orc scene, that was really cool, but it's just like, I can see where you're coming from as well.
I don't know, it's just like, oh! There's so many plot going, oh, hey, you're there. Oh, yeah, revenge, right, gotcha.
And that's the thing, it's like we're going through all the motions, and it's just like, wait a minute, isn't the whole thing... And, like, the thing is, like, they hammer this down a lot, but it just seems like sometimes it's like, can they at least make it to get to this point? But, like, the whole point isn't them trying to get to their fucking, like, their castle?
Yeah, well, the mountain, but it's just like, yeah, we're gonna go to the mountain. Oh, wait, something's happening. Oh, okay, never mind, we're going back to the journey. Oh, something else is happening. God. So,
The guy never gets a... They never get a break. It's like, you know... That's
they fine, never but... did. Yeah, they never did get a break, now that I mention it. Jesus.
Yeah, but it just seems more so when you start to think about it. It's like, wait a minute, hold on here.
Wait a minute.
Like I said, like, those things, like, that's fine when it comes to a movie like that. But, and, you know, I mean, it's not like they're horseshoeing, like, these huge, grand, like, you know, that was an army battle with all these crazy creatures all around for no reason whatsoever. But you know, it just seems like, you know, you almost have to stop for a minute. And you're like, you know, this could be spaced out a lot better.
Yeah, I'm glad they kept the pinecone fire scene. Oh, I love. I was kind of waiting for it. I was like, oh yeah, they're okay. Now they're gonna climb the trees. Is Gandalf gonna throw the pine cones? No, he's not. Wait. Okay, he's throwing the pine cones. Awesome. I think that. Yeah, I know he was. I expected the eagle scene, but unfortunately, I wish they would do more about the eagles, because the eagles did have a place, and then they did let them stay for a while. I think. I believe it was like somewhere in the Misty Mountains, so they have like this grand, crazy palace in there, and they actually, I think the leader actually spoke, and it's like, oh, what are you guys doing here? And it's like, oh, you came to help us and blah blah blah, and then they negotiated for that place to stay, and then they did, and then they left them at Mirkwood nearby, so. Yeah, I mean, yeah, even though they sort of did their part anyway to begin with, but, yeah. Oh, man.
All right, that's good, that's really good. So, I mean, what did you think of all the characters, all the yellows and all that stuff that they added, that were in the movie? What did you think of them?
Oh, Jesus, the characters. God damn it, oh man, I love the characters. Martin Freeman, Ian McKellen, all the dwarves, all the freaking dwarves. They're amazing, and they gave the dwarves so much personality that I just love it. And just every moment with them, I just get a laugh or a smile. And even the songs that they sing, it's great. oh my god. I know a friend of mine have a few crushes, but that's another story. But Jesus, and I never like seen such characters so likable as the Doors. And but really, it's just aside from them, it's just Martin Freeman did. I think he did a great Bilbo Baggins, for sure. And since I saw him. I think I did watch them Sherlock.
Yeah.
He was Watson.
Yeah.
So I see some of his acting, and I'm like, okay, I think he'll be a pretty good actor. But I think he blew away my expectations when he took the role of Bilbo. So.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. It's just like, you know, I've seen him here and there, but it's just like him as Bilbo. That was amazing. I really enjoyed it, the way he acted in the movie.
Oh man, and yeah, I just can't wait to see more of his stuff. So, oh yeah, and Ian McKellen, of course. We can't forget about him. I think he did a really excellent job, and I think in this book. He actually has more, I guess, more humor scenes, I might add. So, especially in the beginning. And
yeah.
I guess some humor here and there, but he actually has more charm to it rather than, you know, the serious Gandalf throughout, you know, the trilogy. Because it's such a huge difference. I'm just like, oh yeah, everything's all happy now. No serious about Sauron or end of the world. Or anything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like I like in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, he was like very like, you know, this and that, we must gather our armies, this and that, blah blah blah. Here he's all more like, you let a little bit more of his personality shine, and that's something I think this is one of the best things I liked about this movie a lot. It's just like all these characters that we've seen so far from Lord of the Rings, like for example, Gollum, Smeagol, say what you will, like, he had a lot of personality in Lord of the Rings, but I think it really came out better in this movie. And same with Gandalf in this movie as well. Like you understand a little bit more what's going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, and especially with Smeagol, it was just showing like huge a range of emotions. It's like, oh, I'm a nice.
Yeah, stuff like, I don't know, and like I said, like. All these characters that we've seen that are from the original movies, like they did a great job actually giving them a little bit more character. Hell, even I say they gave a little bit more of a character, just a bit, to Elrond as well, even though it's like he isn't much of a pivotal role.
Yeah.
You can tell there's a little bit more to him going on in this movie as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Give him a little bit personality. Well, I'm just glad that the elves didn't sing. Remember, elves did sing a lot in that book. I mean, a lot. And they do tease around with Bilbo and stuff. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, they did sing. So. I still remember the words. Especially the cartoon version, because they did sing, they did bring that song up. So,
so, what other aspects did you enjoy about the movie?
The aspects. So, God, it's just the setting, the characters. Especially the characters. Jesus, and. I guess just the feeling of the movie, it just feels like the elements of the book are in there, and I love it. And, you know, despite all the nitpickings that I remember from the book and how they took it, I'm just like, dang it, I can't hate this movie. Because the book is pretty close to my heart, and personally I love the movie, and oh my God, I would definitely would watch it again. I'm definitely gonna grab a copy and probably a new copy of the book, so oh for sure. I think this is actually my number one spot for movie of the year, so it's movie of the year for me.
Yeah, same here, because it's like all the other movies I've seen this year, they're great, but it's just like, I don't know. I think, like, at the end of the day, like, a lot of them don't stand as high as The Hobbit did. And like I said, like, oh, I was really high when I saw Judge Dredd, but it's like, I think that was the adrenaline rush of watching a movie like that. But then you watch The Hobbit, it just makes you think for a little bit. Like, yeah, there's a lot of problems here and there there's a lot of problems once we start thinking about it, but you tend to ignore a lot of those problems, and you tend to continue on after that.
Yeah, so, really, I'm just like, yeah, sorry, Avengers, I had to put you down somewhere and put The Hobbit back up, and yeah, it's movie of the year. So, really, I can't help but to love it. It's just, it has the charisma of the book and the feelings and everything to me. So, yeah.
And like I said, like, I haven't, as a person looking at it from the outside and having not read the book, I enjoyed it very much. So, and like I said, I enjoyed the fact that there was a lot more, like I said, I love the whimsicalness. I love how, like, I just love, like, it's a lot more, like, I don't know, like, it's a lot more happier, a lot more brighter, in my opinion. And I think that's something that I think Lord of the Rings needs in order for it to be a lot more, just so we can feel what the characters are going through a lot of times. And
it's just some sort of a lighthearted feeling after, and it's just like, oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah,
it makes me happy.
I think I went into that movie, and, like, I hadn't gotten that much sleep. I was actually kind of pissed off, and it was raining all day, and I was actually feeling kind of crummy. The end of the movie, there was, like, it had this weird euphoric effect, and I was actually pretty good at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, I'm just like,
take on the world. This is actually fun. I can go see it again. And like I said, it's almost a 3-hour movie, but you don't even think about it twice.
Yeah, I was surprised. It felt like time went pretty quick. It didn't feel like a 3-hour movie.
It dragged on, though. I will tell you this much right now. It dragged when they're in the council, when they're with the... Like around the middle, it just felt like, okay, we can, like, speed us up now. Can we, like, you know... At least have, like, one or two battles here? Come on. But other than that, I didn't mind it.
It's like watching Christopher Lee monologuing in slow motion. Literally. I'm just like, oh, God. Can we pick up...
Slow motion with a dead... With a dead sloth on my face.
And while Ian and Kate, you know, they're just doing in telepathy, I'm just like, oh, I don't remember them talking like that. Interesting.
They're playing like ESP tic-tac-toe, they're like, or playing Swift Connect 4, they're like,
Yeah.
That's fascinating. They're just looking at this dead thing on his face. They're like, what the fuck is that thing?
Should we tell? I don't know.
Well, he killed it on the way here. Because all of us would have magnificent beards, but I could not. I unfortunately lost a bet to shave. So I killed a sloth. A huge one. In my face.
But yeah, I understand about the slow pacing. Oh God, especially the middle. So,
but like I said, like, yeah, I tend to, like, for some odd reason, I ignore that. I didn't mind it at all. At the end of the day,
I guess when the good part, you know, like, overshines through the bad parts. Yeah, everything was just like, oh, yeah. Despite the problems, I'm just like, oh, man. I still feel good.
Now that I'm talking to someone about this, the problems, like, yeah, I'm harping on these problems, but it almost seems like these are the only problems with the movie. Everything else is great.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's... I guess that's what I love about Peter Jackson's directing. It's just, he gave so much life to these characters that it's just like, oh God, I love everyone. It's like, who's your favorite character? Everyone. I love everybody. So yeah, really. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 10 out of 10 for me. It's a 10 out of 10. I don't know. It's not
10 out of 10 for me here too. So
firstly, it's 10 out of 10. Oh, God. I never thought I would say that.
Me neither. I was like, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm actually saying this. That's after all the movies I've seen this year.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen God knows how many movies because I've been marathoning so many movies this year, and it's not even funny. And I'm just like, oh, I forgot what I watched except The Hobbit. That's a good movie. I should rewatch it again.
Yeah, that's so. I've seen like all, like, most of the movies that I really enjoyed this year, I've seen twice. And yeah, it just seems like The Hobbit just needs one more viewing. That's all it is for me. And then it's like, yeah. Like, yeah. I said, we've seen a lot of movies between, like, you, me, and Stan all together. We've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of movies, and one of the things that's like that's interesting is that you and me at least come to that contest. I don't even think I think Stan may be in that contest with us as well, but I don't know.
I gotta wait and see until he writes his review.
Indeed, but regardless, any other thoughts about the movie that you want to bring up, or anything else you want to discuss?
Any other thoughts? Well, bit of another thing. Why is Smog bluish red? Because I know Smog is actually a red dragon, so that kind of bothered me. So I was just like, why is it bluish reddish? I hope that's just around the eye, buddy. So, oh man. So I think that was the last of the negativity. But dang it, it just let me off with a happy smile because of the Doors song.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember how he looked.
Oh, really? Wow.
I am very sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's just a little tiny bitty problem, but I'm just like, you know what, whatever. I walked out of the movie being happy, and I love it. So,
yeah, I don't blame you.
Just like, guys, if you haven't watched this movie, go see it. You're gonna have a smile on your face, no matter how grumpy you are.
Indeed.
Whew. Oh man. All right.
What's up?
I think I'm shired out, man. So. Oh man. Whew.
1 hour long of just us talking about The Hobbit, believe it or not.
Awesome.
So,
holy shit!
Yeah, there you go. So, I guess I'll close this off with just closing off how we always close off all of our things, which is you can just find us at www.plasticjoint.com. Again, the address is www.plasticjoint.com. So, that is it for this review.
Yep. I'm Deb.
This is Deb, and I am Ramsey saying, Go Hobbit.
You shall pass.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Hey.